Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, and we thank God for you, you, and you. Yes, God is on the throne, and we thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road. Call him at 410-327-3100. And don't forget, we are praying for his entire family, his wife and all of his children and grandchildren. God is truly, truly blessing. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. Truly a blessing to the body of Christ. You stand in need of purchasing, of someone to help you with purchasing a home or sell your home, give Shanita Kelly a call, a praying woman of God. She'll make that purchase or she'll help that sale to be a blessing and not a burden. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines. Hallelujah. Praise God. Dr. David Gaines, our natural hairstylist of Ebony Styles. You can give him a call at 443-431-4949. God bless you, Dr. David Gaines. Truly, truly a man of God. Blessing each and every one of us. And we thank God for you sharing bread with us on Tuesdays. And those of you that stand in need of bread or pastries, give Dr. David Gaines a call. You have to pick it up at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. And we thank God because God is doing great and mighty things in our life. We thank God for all you faithful prayer warriors that are listening in, that are interceding for others. Yes, you are intercessory prayer warriors. We thank God for the over 65,000 listeners this morning and those that counted not robbery to share your precious time. We thank God, and we are praying without ceasing. We want to talk a little bit this morning before we actually go into prayer. Don't forget to read your 91st Psalm. Please don't forget to read your 91st Psalm, and that's our Psalm of Protection. And I thank God, and we read it because we have a couple individuals that are listening in that are blind. And so someone want to know, why do you read that every morning? So we thank God for the listeners that are listening in that are blind, and they appreciate us reading to them. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? So we're reading to them, and they appreciate that. So, again, we're going to read that 91st Psalm. Y'all, yes, we are. We want to be protected. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart of Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministries. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Isn't that a blessing? His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Not yours, but his truth. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that cometh at noontime. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And we thank God for our angels. We thank God for our heavenly angels. You know, he had to kick one out of hell because he wanted to be like Jesus. In fact, he wanted to be God. So, you know, I'm not talking about that angel. He's down, Lucifer is down in hell. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. But we thank God for the heavenly angels, the angels that are being obedient to the word of God. So he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. You know, Lucifer was trying to take charge. You know, you have some of those people that want to tell God what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Get mad and angry with God because they can't have their way. That's not the angels we're talking about. Thank you, Jesus. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample on the feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Nothing like the love of Jesus Christ. Can't nobody love you like Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? The love of Jesus Christ. Unconditional love. No matter what, he loves us. He hates the sin. Glory be to God. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He knows your name. Do you know his name? Jesus Christ. Remember, we got to put Christ in there. Because I mentioned before, there's three other Jesus in the Bible. Well, there's four. But we got to call out the name of Jesus Christ when we pray. Amen. And we're going to get into that, let you know. If you haven't studied your word, there's other Jesus in there. In the Hebrew, there's another name that means Jesus. But when we call on the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus Christ. He knows your name. Thank you, God. Because he have set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Isn't he awesome? He's there to protect you, watch over you. Yes, he is. To provide everything that you need. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Everything that we need. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. I just praise God every morning. I love him. I glorify him and magnify him. It's nothing like loving Jesus Christ. That's who we got to fall in love with. You know, there's a song that says, falling in love with Jesus. I'm going to get that song and play it one morning. Falling in love with Jesus. That's who we need to be in love with, my sisters and my brothers. You never want to divorce him. Thank you, God. And we talked yesterday about prayer begins with words. We're going to talk a little bit for the time. We have the powerful results of praying the scriptures. One of the popes of the early church decided that when he was just a little boy working out in the fields that he would become a pope of Rome. And you know, as little children, we decide, I want to be a singer. I want to be I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a cook. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a teacher. So as he affirmed it, he released the most dynamic creative power in existence, which then shaped circumstances and events that caused his farm boy to become pope as he had said he would. And I heard Usher on TV say that he was out as a little child just walking around with his mom, and this lady came over to him and said, you know what, you're going to be singing in the midst of many people. The lady told him that, crowds of people. And he came back and told his mom, Mom, I'm going to be singing in the midst of many people, crowds of people. And his mom said, you need to stop saying that. But that prophecy came to pass for Usher. And we thank God that she was a true prophet. And we thank God for Usher receiving it. So a little Greek boy, the son of a fruit dealer, affirmed as a child that he would make his life worth something. And he rose from the son of the fruit dealer to the friend of Socrates. One of the early Roman poets had been a baker's son. Then he lifted his thoughts so high and affirming the good that he became a great poet and playwright. And the Roman people showed him the same reverence they paid their emperors. There was also a Greek slave who was sickly and hardly deformed, badly deformed, but though he was a slave, he believed in God, he trusted in God, and was lifted from the bondage of slavery to a cruel master and became the honored companion of lords and priests. The Scottish philosopher Thomas Cowell said that if you will proclaim your freedom from bondage, that bondage will vanish, and you will lay hold of some new good memories and good moments. I believe that this morning, if we trust in God, give our life to Christ totally, as the song say, I surrender all, I believe that God will make some things happen in our lives that we would never, never thought would happen. I believe this morning that God is doing great things with you, you, and you. Each one of you that are listening this morning, God is taking you out of bondage. You're no longer in bondage. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, so therefore he has set you free. And he was set free, you are free indeed. He promised that through reading the scriptures that you will notice you are becoming free from sickness as you continue reading the word of God, praying and seeking the Lord, affirming good, this too shall pass. I know God has got my back. I know God loves me. I know that God will take care of me. I know that God will make a way out of no way. I know that God will take care of my children, my spouse, my husband, my wife. I know that God will do what God others say that cannot be. I by his stripes, I am healed. I know that God is able. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You will see how much better you get along with people who profoundly or previously seemed difficult. They'll no longer seem like they're difficult because you're trusting in God. You put them in God's hands, amen? And you're not worrying. As I always say, why worry if you could pray? You're putting those people, those situations, those places in God's hands and hold your head up high and keep on strutting and say, you know what, God? I'm putting it in your hands. I'm not even going to worry about it. God, you got it. As you persist in reading the word of God, you will notice that your disposition improves. You will soon be more prosperous. Many things that previously hurt you will change in your favor. Isn't God good? I got the love of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. I don't worry about what they say. I don't care what they do. Because God's got my back. He's got you covered. I want you to know this morning that you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I had a friend to tell me the other day, and I thought it was just so, oh, my God. It was just so a blessing to me, Sister Greta and Sister Angela, Pastor Tammy Season, all of you that are listening in. She said that she was going to send the people thank you notes that rejected her. Oh, my God, I thought that was such a blessing. To all of those that rejected me. All of those that talked about me and called me everything but a child of God. All of those that put me down. I look back now and I want to send them thank you notes. Oh, and we just laughed. So I want you to know that you've probably been rejected. You maybe didn't get that promotion that you wanted on the job. Maybe that man that you wanted to marry wouldn't marry you. Maybe that friend you thought was a friend that left you when you were down and out. You better praise God and thank God. Send them folks some thank you notes. Uh-huh. Send them some thank you notes. Thank you for rejecting me. I see why I didn't get that job. I see why I didn't marry him. I see why I didn't marry her. I see why I didn't get that promotion on the job. God knows all and God sees all. He know about today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen in the future. So I want you all to send some thank you notes. And I'm sending thank you notes out in the spiritual realm. To those that rejected me, to those that didn't want me around them, I'm thanking them now because God had a plan for my life, and they were not in the plan. I want you to hear me this morning. They were not in the plan that God has for your life. So thank God for not being my friend, those persons I thought should be my friends. Uh-huh. Thank God. Give God the praise, the honor, and the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give you an affirmative prayer this morning. Affirmative prayer is among the simplest, yet most powerful ways offered to mankind to change and impose life. This is why people in all ages have known and used the prayer of decree. I decree and declare that God is in charge of my life. Yes, you can decree and declare. God has given that opportunity. I decree and declare that God is in charge of my life. You decree it and declare it and watch miracles, signs, and wonders take place in your life and get it in your spirit, deep down in your spirit. I decree and declare that God is in charge of my life. I don't care what other folk think. I decree and declare that God is in charge of my life. And you stay away from those controlling spirits. Because you know some folk got some controlling spirits. They want to control us. I decree and declare that Jesus Christ is in charge of my life. And you pray for the gift of discernment, my dear ones, that God will lead you and guide you and direct you. Yes, he will. I want you to stand firm on the word of God. I want you to trust in God this morning. Lean not to thy own understanding. God will take care of you. He always did. He always will. Yes, he will. I know he will. You stand firm on the word of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And don't forget, stop telling everybody your business. Stop telling everybody about your problems. Some folk are happy that you're having problems. Some folk are happy when you're sick. Some folk are happy when you're not making it. Stop telling everybody your situation. Psalm 37 says this. That's where I got it from. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. It's good to have a man or woman on earth that you could talk with and share your problems. But you pray and ask God to send you to that person. Lord, send me to the right person. And it's okay. Some of us need to go to therapists. Some of us need to see a psychiatrist. Pray and ask God that it's a Christian psychiatrist, counselor, therapist. Yes, it's a Christian. And keep in mind, my dear sisters and brothers, all pastors are not counselors. Amen. The word of God says, yes, there's a multitude of counselors. That's in the word. But all counselors, all pastors are not counselors. All pastors can't counsel everyone. They all don't have that gift. They can preach the word, thank God. They can teach the word. But be careful, my dear ones, as to who you share your situations with. Everybody's not happy for you. We got some folk that are users that want to use us. Whenever I need you, you be there. Whatever I tell you to do, you do it. Then if you don't do it, then they get upset and mad with you and you're not their friend any longer. But as the song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. He's a friend to the bitter end. And we thank God for all of our intercessory prayer warriors. They are praying faithfully, talking to God. As the song says, have a little talk with Jesus. And I want you to know that we're living in a season of miracles, signs, and wonders. That's why Satan is running rampant. That's why the word of God tells us that he's running to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And you know he never gets tired. Satan is up early in the morning, y'all, while we still sleep. I remember when I was in the military, we got up 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And by 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, we finish. We rise up early in the morning, exercise, eat our meals, get our tasks completed. Early in the morning. Early to rise. Early in the morning. We ought to seek the Lord, praise him, and glorify him. Early in the morning. So I'm counting not robbery to rise up early in the morning. Even before I get on this line, I'm praying and seeking the Lord. Then I look at the time and say, oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock, 6:30. So rise up early in the morning. Say, good morning, Jesus. I love you. I worship you. I adore you. And watch God work miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. Have a little time of meditation. Just talking to the Lord before you talk to anyone else. Have a little talk with Jesus. He's waiting on you. Yes, he is. And I want you to know this morning that Jesus loves you. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the doctors say. You still depend upon God. He said that we're going to have trials and tribulations. It's in the word of God. They crucified him. They rejected him. They said he wasn't who he said he was. Even his own brothers didn't believe who he was. Oh, yeah, we got family members don't believe that we say that we born again. Uh-huh. They're watching you. Don't forget you got family members that are watching you, along with the world, as you say and claim and declare that you're born again, that you're saved, that you're a child of God. We got family members that are watching and observing as well as the world. As I walk through the streets, as I go in different locations, I've had individuals to approach me and say, you're a church lady. But I let them know I'm not a church lady. I'm a born-again woman of God. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I am a child of God. As I share with them, people go to church, been to church 40, 50, 60, and 70 years, 80 years, and still not saved. That's why we got to pray. We got pastors that are not saved. Oh, yes, they are. Uh-huh. That's why we got to pray for the body of Christ, because judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Amen. So you intercessory prayer warriors, you're watchmen on the wall. As the word of God says, watch as well as pray. Uh-huh. Watch as well as pray. And you'll see more than what you expected to see. And that's why God reveals some things to us about people or situations, so we'll know what to pray for. It's not always for us, Evangelist Janet, to tell other people what we see or what we heard, because God shows and revealed things to you, Sister Greta. God revealed things to you, Evangelist Mercer. If God reveals things to you, Pastor Mines, God revealed things to you, Pastor Tammy Caesar. God revealed things to you, Mother Annie Green. God reveals things to you, Deacon Rufus Spain, Deacon Leon Terry, Deacon Price. Yes, God revealed things to you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, for a reason, so we'll know what to pray about. Let us pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you for an opportunity once more to lift up your holy name. We come to praise you, glorify you, and magnify you, knowing that you're a good God. You're a God that could do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe last night from all the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you for protecting our loved ones that are still in the land of the living. And for those who have lost loved ones, Father God, just wrap them in your loving arms and let them know how much you love them. Protect them, Father God, and keep them and let them still see Jesus in the midst of their situations. There's someone about to get a pink slip on their job, but let them know, Father God, that you're going to make a way out of no way, that you'll provide everything they stand in need of. There's someone, Father God, that lost a loved one this past week. Be with them and guide them and lead them and protect them and watch over them, Father God. There's someone, Father God, that's walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now. As those that leave the shelter early in the morning, Father God, we ask that you'll touch their minds, regulate their minds. They don't want to go where they can acquire work. And Father God, get help for their minds, Father God, for their spirits and for their souls, that they'll fall on bending knees and say, what must I do to be saved? And they'll want to go into a safe place. The weather is changing, Father God, and we pray that they'll want to be in a safe haven. If they just have one bedroom, Father God, an apartment or a home, bless them, Father God, with the right mind. Then regulate that mind, Father God, and fix that heart. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We know that our hearts can be deceitful. We pray, Father God, once more, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for the entire Mills family, Father God. We lift up, Father God, the Green family. We lift up, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Reverend Ronald Johnson. We pray, Father God, for Reverend Gilbert Thomas. We lift up Reverend Roland Johnson and his wife. We lift up Eddie Logan, Father God, and Rudy Logan, Father God. We lift up Reverend Archie Clark, wherever he may be. Glory be to God. We lift up Ernest Harvin and his entire Harvin family. We lift up Stephon Artisan and Jimmy Riley and Father God, Robert Gladden and his wife, Brenda Gladden. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for Michael Farmer and his wife, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Esther, glory be to God, and her family in its entirety. New Union Baptist Church, Father, we pray for them failing. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for Shamika, Father God, to bless her and comfort her and be with her and guide her and lead her. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for the entire Haney and Logan family. Barbara, we are praying for you. We pray, Father God, for individuals, Father God, that we may not know their names or what their needs are, but you know what they stand in need of. We pray, Father God, for Evelyn Clark and the loss of her sister. We pray for the family in its entirety. We lift up, glory be to God, Mother Mary Robinson turned 100 years old, Father God, a week ago. We thank you, Father God, that her latter years would be her blessed years. We lift up Maddie Hightower and Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you'll touch Rosie Tram and send forth healing in her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We lift up Kayla, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Deaconess Yarbrough, we are praying for you. Thank you, God. We lift up all the deacons at New Union Baptist Church and the deacons, Father God. We pray for the church family that you'll strengthen them and guide them and lead them and direct them. We lift up Mother, Father God, Logan, Father God. We pray, Father God, you'll touch her, be with her, and guide her and lead her. We pray for Deaconess Johnson, Father, in the name of Jesus, and all of those that's on the staff there at New Union Baptist Church, as the church begin to grow and flourish in Jesus' name, and place the proper person in leadership there in the church. You know, Father God, who should be there. And we know, Father God, that you'll help us make the right decision. We pray, Father God, for Gospel Tabernacle Church of Bishop Reginald Kennedy. We lift up, glory be to God, Sharon, Father God, Minister Sharon Ricks, and we lift up, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for Minister Duffy. We pray, Father God, for Sister Yvette, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up AJ, and we lift up Diane Green and TJ Staten. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Tyrone Staten, strengthen his body, his mind, his spirit, and his soul. We're praying for healing for someone from diabetes, from arthritis, from cancer. We lift up, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, Elder Annette. We pray, Father God, for her and her husband, Father God. We know that you're a healer. We know that you can do anything but fail, and we know that you're working that situation right now in the name of Jesus. We're trusting in you, God. We're trusting in you, God. We're lifting up Mercedes Monroe, Father, that you'll touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let her continue to call upon you. Let her continue to trust you. We pray for her children, Father God. You know their names, and Father God, we pray that you'll touch them individually and collectively. We pray in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You said, Father God, that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And we know, Father God, that you will do what others say they cannot do. We pray for someone right now be healed, Father God. Hallelujah, from cancer of the prostate. Cancer, Father God, in the breast area. We pray, Father God, for deliverance and healing for cancer of the liver, of the kidneys. We are praying, Father God, against mental disorders. They touch the mind, body, spirit, and soul. We come against bipolar disorder. We come against, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any disorders of the mind, that you'll touch that mind and regulate that mind right now of our loved ones, Father God. We pray that you'll deliver us from evil, the hands of the evil one. We lift up all the postal workers, the UPS workers, our Amazon workers, Father God, that are going through the streets on a daily basis, Father God, that you'll touch them, protect them, and guide them and lead them. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for all of our individuals in hospitals, in nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, someone going to get surgery or some type of treatment, Father God. We pray, Father God, that the Spirit of God will rain down upon them like never before. Bless them with your healing power. Bless them with the favor of God. Be with them and guide them and lead them. You know what they stand in need of. Father God, work that situation out with that son of that daughter that's behind prison walls. We pray for Elder Cassie Lofton. We lift up, Father God, her son behind the prison walls. And those, Father God, let the prison become a place of worship. I decree and declare as we walk the streets, Father God, all over the world, as we walk into our jobs, in our homes, Father, we walk, Father God, in the peace and love of Jesus Christ. We come against the use of those illegal weapons. Touch the minds and spirits of those, Father God, that are using those weapons to destroy lives. We pray for our children as they go to school on a daily basis, Father God. Those in assisted living facilities, Father God. Yes, we have children there too. We pray, Father God, for our children, college, university. Father God, we pray for them that you'll bless our daycares. Protect our children, Father God, from the hands of the evil one. And we're going to count it as being done. We're going to claim, Father God, the victory on this day and the days to come. And we're going to solely depend upon you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your help is here. It's not on the way, my dear ones. Your help is here. And we know that God can do all things. All things are possible to those who believe. We believe and trust in the Almighty God, and we thank God for you, you, and you. Watch God move on your behalf. Walk in the favor of God. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. Be blessed and be encouraged.